This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Royal Caribbean's Independence of the Seas has resumed service after a dry dock over in Spain. While nothing major happened during the dry dock, it did receive some technical enhancements, a general interior refresh and upkeep. Independence of the Seas is one of four ships currently based in Central Florida and operates short cruises to the Bahamas. The ship will spend the winter in Miami. And after a year of being out of service, Crystal Cruises is gearing up to bring its ships back online. This past week, the hotel directors returned to the ships to prepare both vessels to re-enter service. The first ship coming back online will be Crystal Serenity in July. That'll be sailing from Marseille, France, while Crystal Symphony will be returning from Athens in September. Since being laid up, both ships have underwent extensive dry docks to decrease the amount of cabins, but adding more space on board. Bookings for both ships are now open. And after a new cruise terminal was put on hold because of the pandemic, the Port of Los Angeles is continuing talks for an additional terminal. The new terminal would sit on 13 acres of land between berths 45 and 51, with an additional 14 acres dedicated to parking. Under the new proposal, the current Los Angeles World Cruise Center would also be redeveloped. Currently, Royal Caribbean, Celebrity, Norwegian, and Princess sail from LA, while Carnival sails just a couple miles away from Long Beach. This year, LA will receive 250 port calls. And cruise line stocks were down on Friday. Carnival Corporation down 2.6%, 11.29%. Royal Caribbean down 1.1%, 73.03%, and Norwegian down 1%, 17.63%. And a quick programming note, a couple of weeks ago, we launched Cruise Radio Extra. It's a Patreon as a way you could help support Cruise News Today. I've always been honest here with you, and the reason why I created it is because, well, I need help with the video workload. There's a lot that goes on behind the scenes here, including getting up at 4 o'clock every morning. But make no mistake, I do it because I want to, not because I have to. I was actually scheduled to stop doing this when the cruise ships resumed, June of 2021. But you being here in support is the only reason why I haven't yet. Cruise Radio Extra has unedited interviews from working on TV pieces and radio segments, along with just candid interviews. So far, we've had Captain Kate on there, Carnival President Christine Duffy, and coming up, we have Carnival's brand ambassador, John Heald, and also Richard Fain, previous CEO of Royal Caribbean Group. If you'd like to see what it's about, patreon.com/cruiseradio. And let me reiterate one thing. You being here is enough. I understand it's not in everyone's budget, but if you want to take a look at it, I sure would appreciate it. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Have yourself a great weekend. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Have a tip or a lead on a news story? Let us know. Email tips at cruiseradio.net.